Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so we want to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons and all the things going on with this defense. Now, if you remember last year, we were kind of coming in probably about this point in time, and a lot of people talking about Troy Anderson. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bo, I think Ryan Nielsen even pointed to Troy Anderson when he got the job as one of the players he was excited about coaching, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he did a presser the day he was hired. He also, I think he came on Duke's Mill that day too. And I remember because I was producing that show then, and that was the day I was also I was doing double duty. So I remember sitting there, and I can't remember if I played, if it was off the interview or playing the cut, but I remember specifically talking about the utilization of Troy Anderson,
right,
and all the ways that he could utilize him, how excited he was to have him in the system. And I think that, honestly, it was a big – as weird as it's going to sound, because as good as Nate Landman was last year, as well as he played, I thought that maybe you might have lost a touch of what Ryan Nielsen kind of wanted to do with the defense because of what Troy Anderson and the plans he had with him. Now, I don't know if it would have been any better or worse. Who knows? Well, the defense at times played really well last year until injuries and lack of offense really killed any chance for the season and really left them out on an island. But I do think it might have changed some plans that they had last year without Troy Anderson.
Yeah, I definitely think it did as well, and I want to talk about those rotations here in just a minute. But the guy who took over for Troy Anderson last year was Nate Landman. He actually talked about when he's going to be the Mike linebacker and calling those defenses this year.
As you guys have seen, we got a good rotation going. When Caden's in there with Troy, Caden's calling the defense. And then when I'm in there with either of them, then I'm calling the defense as the Mike. It's pretty much just who's set up as Mike in whatever defense we're running. But good problem to have, you know, like you guys have seen. And hopefully there's a way to get all of us on the field. But right now it's good rotation, and that's how it's handling who's calling the defense.
I think anytime you have good players at different positions, and Nate Landman's a prime example of this, all of a sudden, you go from a Troy Anderson, I can't even, was it a pectoral muscle that he tore last year? And so you go from having a Nate Landman who is an unknown commodity, and kind of at times you're looking around and you have, you know, Andre Smith or Mike Jones back there at linebacker, and you're wondering what, you know, kind of the next man up. And Nate Landman becomes a strength. And I think one of the good things about that is you kind of go through the offseason, and Troy Anderson's allowed to rehab, and then you get into the next year, and not only do you have Troy Anderson back, but you have a guy, Nate Landman, who started, what, 14 games probably last year, maybe 15, and showed himself to be a really, really good player. It's been interesting to me, too. One of the things you and I both wanted to see last week as these teams took the field, what does, you know, that look like? What do those rotations look like? How is Caden Ellis going to line up with Troy Anderson and Nate Landman and company on the field? Nate Landman talked about that as well.
The rotation keeps, one, everybody fresh, keeps the offense on their toes. One guy might be a more downhill attack guy, and, you know, the offensive line has to adjust to that. One guy might be more finessey. So it's a good changeup, just like how offense use two different running backs as, you know, a speed back and a power back. And I think just being multiple and having strong depth is important for any team. And I think just, you know, the more we can rotate, the more experience that all of us can get is only beneficial down the line.
Yeah, key word there, finessey. Finesse. I don't know if you were going to use that one on the bingo card today.
So did he just say we're going to exchange him and Troy Anderson out when they exchange a lightning and thunder running backs? And I kid. But look, for me, the thing that I've had trouble with is how do I walk in and say, hey, I know you played well last year, but you don't lose your job in the NFL to injury, which is false.
It happens all the time. Happens all the time.
So I've
ask
always
Tony Romo.
That's why this stuff with Caden Ellis and where they might use him, and how they could use him off the edge and everything is surprising to me. I actually thought that was a role that fit Troy Andersen better.
Yeah.
And Arch and I even were debating this on the sideline the other day. Out here watching practices talking. I have no problem with Nate Landeman calling the defense, excuse me, because I also think it's one of those situations where he's learning this defense the same way that Caden Ellis is. So I don't know if Caden Ellis has a jump over him in any way. I just think it's going to be fascinating how they decide to use these three guys and mix them in. And honestly, the question I would ask is how often are they all on the same the field at the same time?
And it's going to be interesting, too, because you don't ever – you want to, as a defense coordinator, you want to have well-rounded players so that you don't have to always mix and match offensive personnel. Now, we know as well as anybody that the referees will kind of allow you to go out there and they'll stop the snap and they'll do all those things. But I think when you have a Troy Andersen that you do feel like is probably better in coverage than a Nate Landeman, that's one of the positives of having it. I think when I look at Caden Ellis, and you and I have talked about this, whether or not he can play edge, who fits better, him or Troy Andersen. Obviously, I don't think it's Nate Landeman. I think Troy Andersen has that speed. Caden Ellis has good enough hand usage to be able to get blockers off of him and offensive line off of him. But from what we've seen from Caden Ellis, he has lined up on the edge a little bit, and he's doing a nice job kind of dropping into coverage from there. I haven't seen him rush the passer too many times just yet, and I'm sure that's something we'll see in the coming weeks, but I'll be curious to see how they actually utilize that, because you and I talked a ton in the build-up to last season when they signed him about his ability to run pick stunts from the interior, walk up in a three-man front, kind of pick the tackle, allow the ends, guys like Arnold Ebiketie, to loop inside, and they did that a number of times last year in Ryan Nielsen's defense, and that's why at the end of the year, some of those sack numbers continue to rise for those guys.
Well, and we saw Arnold Ebiketie, and we even talked to him about dropping back in coverage too, remember?
Yep.
When we spoke with him on Friday. You know, the one thing I'll say about these linebackers is, especially with Ellis and Landeman, and I think a lesser extent of Troy because we've just seen less of him in his career, they're smart players that always seem to be doing exactly what they've been asked to do. And those sacks with those pick stunts and stuff that we saw from him in New Orleans, the one thing, Mike, was what was he always doing? Or what would
he was always doing his job.
Which was being in the right place at the right time, because that was what he never lost his lane integrity, right?
Yep.
He never over pursued, he never played out of control. Those are the things that and most of these defenses these days, I believe, for the most part, maybe not all, but the ones that we've at least seen here under the last few years under Dean Pease and Ryan Nielsen, is they funnel things inside, and if you're there and exactly where you're taught to be, you're going to make a play. It's the same freaking thing we saw from D'Amico Ryan's defense in San Francisco. Were they talented? Yes. More talented than the Falcons? Yes. Fred Warner is one of the best linebackers in the NFL. However, what do they all do? They did their job. They were exactly where they were told to be, and therefore they were in position to make plays. And then it's just about getting the guy on the ground.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We come back. Marcell Ozuna hit a ball last night that still hasn't landed. It might not be the biggest Braves news today. We'll keep you up to date on the MLB trade deadline. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.